In a year marked by drought and floods, farmers in Louisiana still managed to have a good year in 2011. Dry weather allowed for easy and efficient harvest of most crops, and overall yields were respectable despite challenges. LSU Ag Center economist Kirk Guidry said one downside was some flooded or drought-damaged crops never did get harvested.
We did have quite a bit higher abandonment this year in terms of acres. Then you go back and look at the previous five-year average, for example, particularly for soybeans and corn.
Farmers saw higher fuel and fertilizer costs this year than last. More farmers also had to irrigate because of dry conditions, raising their total production cost.
The flip side of that is that commodity prices got to extremely high levels this fall for most commodities, most of our row crop commodities, and you look at soybean, corn, wheat, to some extent, cotton prices all got and had opportunities for producers to lock into some really, really high prices.
Even with losses from drought and flooding, Guidry said many farmers saw good profits this year.
We are expecting net income to be higher in 2011 than 2010, both for Louisiana and the whole U.S.
Agricultural enterprises in Louisiana are worth around $5 billion. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.